Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
Are we live now?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank everyone for being on the call tonight. It's November 29th, the last Tuesday of the month. And to start one more day, and we'll start December, coming up to the holiday season, and it's an awesome time of year. We've gone from giving thanks to honoring our Lord and Savior, who is being celebrated this time of the year and who should be celebrated at all times of the year. But we know that people only celebrate at certain times, but we know we pray for all of those too. Dr. Alali, are you with us tonight?
I'm here, Ida. I'm here. And I want to join you in thanking everybody for being on the show tonight. To our Canadian family, we love and appreciate you in the freezing cold. I don't know if you have snow yet, but every time I think about the cold that you have to navigate through up there, it makes me start speaking in French, and I have never had a French lesson beyond Comment allez-vous. And so I thank everyone for being on the line to my East Coast friends, who are chattering tonight with 30 degrees of weather. That probably sounds like a heat wave to my friends in Montreal. But I do want to shout and give a shout out to my colleagues at Howard University and at Coppin State and Columbia University to the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education. We appreciate your support and allowing for our keynote address of that conference that we attended to now be on a global platform so the world can see and share our information. I got good news for everybody, and that is there is now a free mobile app for reminding yourself to check your breath. You can now put your self-exam on a schedule for both women and men. You download this app, and it's like a little alarm. It tells you every month when to do a breath self-examination. And even though we are out of the month of October and we're into the month of November, we are still doing activities to educate people about breast self-exam and expanding this self-exam model to using the Bedort testing, the two-finger Bedort testing O-ring, the bi-digital O-ring test, to evaluate the breast for energy loss. And I'm so excited that someone brought this app to my attention so I can share it with all of you. The site is called keepabreast.org, keep, K-E-E-P, a, breast.org. And when you go there, you can see all the information about this initiative. It's not just in the U.S., it's actually in Canada. It's in Canada, it's in Europe, it's in, I believe, Australia. There are about 5 countries now where they are educating women and reminding women to check their breasts every single month, once a month. And we're advocating that you go beyond lumps, bumps, rashes, size, and discoloration to add the Bedort testing as well. So you can go to Apple Store or to Google and type in Keep Abreast, and it will bring up the free app for you to download. There's been about 10,000 downloads, and I did post it up on Facebook so people can share it and post it up there to help us get the word out. So tonight I want to kind of shift in the road because we've been talking about Alzheimer's in the environment. We've been talking about diabetes in the environment because November is Alzheimer's and Diabetes Awareness Month, and it is also Prostate Health Awareness Month. So on this last Tuesday of the month, I wanted to just focus in on prostate cancer and the environment. African-American men in the United States lead the statistics in prostate cancer. And there's many theoretical frameworks behind how do you get prostate cancer and what's actually involved in creating an imbalance in the prostate such that the prostate is losing minerals, the prostate is losing oxygen uptake, and the prostate is challenged in offloading toxic waste. When I went through nursing school and we had our didactics or our lecture series on prostate health, at the time scientists archived that the one of the top 3 causes of prostate cancer was multiple sex partners. But now as we brought in environmental factors, now let me just, before I leave that, because I can hear some of you have your mouths open. You're saying multiple sex partners. What has that got to do with prostate health? Well, you know, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And your body was never designed to have sex with Jane on Monday and Sue on Tuesday and Henrietta on Wednesday and, you know, Jennifer on Thursday, and Friday you're hanging out with Sally. Because your body, imagine it like this, your body is like a computer. And when a man enters a woman, his proteins will cause cell adaptation in her. And her protein will cause cellular adaptation in him. What am I saying? That your bodies, because sex is such an intimate spiritual, mental, physical, emotional experience, it's almost like downloading certain applications and apps on your hard drive so you can do certain functions. And so if you have a different sex partner every day, there's so much cellular adaptation going on because your body doesn't know which sex partner to conform to. And it can cause cellular mutation. And over the course of many years of having multiple sex partners, you can actually build up an antigen in the sperm that makes some women go into anaphylactic shock. Oprah Winfrey, they had a show on women and men and how the husbands were having affairs on their wives, and they had this protein from all these women that had gotten into the urethra, and it had contoured, it had mutated, it had conformed the protein of the man's semen such that it put these women in cardiac arrest. You should look up the shows on women who are allergic to their husbands. They become allergic to their husband's semen. And so this was the core scientific construct of what was contributing to so much prostate cancer. And they came up with multiple sex partners in the top three. And at some dispensation of time, it was the number one. But as we have progressed and we look at the lifestyles of men, we have found men who proclaim that, no, they're not running around, that they've only had one or two or three women in their life sexually, and now they have prostate cancer. So the other factors we started looking at is what's happening environmentally. Because when the cell phone was born, it's the first time we had electricity that was worn on the body as a fashion statement. I mean, the cell phone and the pager, these wireless electrical devices, they seem to be fashionable if you attach them to your belt and put them around your waist. Or you put them in a pocket, your pants pocket. And then we begin to see that men were saying they were feeling when the phone would ring, they would feel it in their legs and thighs and reproductive organs. They would feel the vibration. One gentleman said that he could go home, take his phone off, lay it on the kitchen table, and if it rang, he could be on the other side of the house. He could feel the vibration of that phone ringing in his body. And so, therefore, it brings about the question of are the cell phones and these wireless apparatuses that clip onto the belt, could they be contributing to the demise of the prostate? And research documents that, in fact, because it is non-ionizing radiation powering up these devices, we know that non-ionizing radiation will demineralize tissue, it will disassociate oxygen, meaning it decreases oxygen absorption, and so it creates a reasonable doubt that, in fact, that these electronics could be suspect in creating enlarged prostate as well as prostate cancer. Because we know that in Europe and in Asia, when you talk about cancer, they immediately start looking at your association with radiation. they believe that cancer, the number one cause of cancer, is from sustained exposure to radiation. And OSHA now has a new booklet out called Controlling Electrical Hazards in the Workplace that actually specifically details injuries that can occur from sustained exposure to electrical devices. And that's the reason why, one of the reasons why, we have this new revised regulation telling employers that if you have your employees work with any energized machinery, anything that requires electrical power or power source, you have to give them protective gear. And so the other dynamic of wearing cell phones and pagers and wireless walkie-talkies and devices around the waist is because most belts, men's belts and women's belts also, have a metal buckle. And we know that the metal buckle, metal will conduct electromagnetic fields. And that metal is right above, you know, that belt is worn right above or right at the navel, and that approximates the area right above the pubic area, and the prostate is inferior to that area. I mean, it's right in that area. The nerves that supply the prostate and the abdominal, the pelvic girdle, are bundled right in that area. And so it's reasonable to assume that you could have loss of decreased oxygen uptake, decreased nutrient uptake when you have an electrical device on your waist. In addition to prostate, men who have these cell phones complain of colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, and pancreatic disease such as diabetes. And so when I teach these forums on health, I advocate for men, first of all, to get all electronics off the body. We have to divorce ourselves from the notion that wearing something wireless and electrical is a fashion statement. And we have to move into the realm of justifying, clarifying, and checking, testing to make sure that if we got something wireless on our body, something that's transmitting with an electrical power source, that we are testing it to make, by the Bedort testing, to make sure that it is not creating decreased oxygen absorption and decreased mineral absorption. I've been training with this new care model using Bedort testing in breast self-evaluation, breast health self-evaluation. And so I did some additional studies on Dr. O'Meara and his quest to develop this test in applied kinesiology to show that the body can have hypersensitivity to electrical current. And I discovered something about him that I didn't know. I did not know that Dr. O'Meara, who also had a doctorate in electrical engineering, his undergrad was in engineering, and he became so concerned as a medical doctor that electricity was indeed causing injury, that he developed this test because he felt that people were losing, not only did they have impairment in electrical currents in their physical dwellings, but they had impairments in electrical currents in the body. And he wanted to be able to document that the body loses energy when it starts getting cancer, it's developing tumors, et cetera. And his technology is so advanced now. And so as I began to look at a lot of films of the application of Bedort testing, I was just totally blown away at how diverse the application is with acupressure sticks, with using sensories in other people's fingers on your body and with your own fingers. I mean, it's just tremendous to find out where static absorption and energy loss in the body using Bedort testing. And so as it comes, relates to the prostate, you can actually take your two fingers and put it right above the pubic bone and have someone, you can take your left hand, take the two pointing fingers, the pointing index finger and the middle finger. You put them together and use the tips and point right above the pubic area and have someone with your right hand try to pull your fingers apart with Bedort testing. You can see if your body has sustained energy loss, and you can then know your needs to rebalance and to fortify yourself with nutrition. And I tell everybody it's important for you to have communication with your doctor about nutritional supplements, because they can be altered with the various medications you may be taking. But we advocate for Mother Earth Labs. That's Mother Earth Labs, because they have a formulary called the Red pH formula, and it has many amino acids, 18 to 20 amino acids. It also has trace minerals. And what I love about it is that it alkalizes the body to help the body rebalance. And because it has fulvic and humic acids, those are itsy bitsy.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Dr. Lolly, Nathan, Ron, hello?
I'm here. Hey, I don't know where
okay.
I am. She just stopped.
Dr. Lolly, no, we lost her?
She's still here. She's still.
Okay, maybe her phone is, maybe she accidentally muted her phone.
Wrong.
Dr. Lolly, we can't hear you.
Might have to text her. Wrong. Is me and you the only two on the line?
I don't know. Ron?
Let me call the station and see.
It's like the minerals will just run through your body.
Know,
especially B vitamins and magnesium. They just run through the body. So it's important for you to stay on top of what your electrolytes panels are so that you can sustain balance in your body and you can prevent diseases. So is any questions on the line about prostate cancer and prostate health? Because I realize I threw a lot of information out there. Just anyone care to dialogue a little bit?
I think we lost you for about 6 minutes.
Oh, really?
Not quite that long. About 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm back. I'm not sure what happened. I didn't touch anything. But this whole issue of prostate health is dear to me. I lost my husband to prostate cancer, and it was quite a journey. And in the time I had been a nurse 30 years, and he was a nurse practitioner, and oncology was the farthest thing from either one of us. And you have to live in the middle of that, and you see the progress of that disease. I wish I would have known about electromagnetic fields and radiation, because I learned that it can actually exacerbate cancer It can bring cancer out of remission, and that's exactly what happened to him. When he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, we felt that he had got it in early stages. And I tell people that what I've learned from that, I wish he would have just got the prostate taken out, excised, taken out of the body, because prostate cancer can cause your protein-specific antigen hormone to be elevated in the body. And when it gets elevated, it can start attacking the bones, and that it can attack the bones and begin to demineralize your bones. So when you have prostate cancer, it can become a rapid train to really attacking the bones, the marrow of the bones, and we didn't know that. And our doctor, you know, when you go to the doctor, they treat you, but they really don't give you a patient education form. And the whole issue of prostate cancer is so vast that you're leaning on your doctor because you're in shock that you're even experiencing something that this could be life-threatening. You don't know where to go in the middle of the road. The doctor says, okay, we got this early enough. We're going to treat it with radiation. When in fact the radiation did not kill all of it. And, you know, he's going to the doctor and the doctor's telling him that he's cancer free. And then all of a sudden, within 18 months, he goes to change a flat tire on our minivan and has excruciating pain in the back. It won't go away for 2 weeks, so he goes in for an MRI, and to our shock, he's got full skeletal bone cancer. I mean, perfect health, the health and strength, going to work every day, you know. I mean, it would just caught us off guard. You have what? You have full skeletal bone cancer from the skull to the big toe, and they gave him a month to live. And that's when I put my face on the floor and began to cry out and ask God for his mercy. And we went to the Korean community because in Asia they understand this EMF radiation. They put filters on their electronics to block the emittance of EMF radiation from their appliances. And they have these beds called these jade stone beds. They're called Sarogen beds. It's two big companies out of Korea. One is called Megan World, and the other one is called Sarogen. And Sarogen's bed is now approved by FDA as an acupressure treatment. Several of the medical insurance companies now pay for it. I don't think Medicare does, but Blue Cross Blue Shield does. And when you lay on this bed, it is miraculous because these jade stone balls heat up, and they emit infrared into your bone. And I remember we were fighting for his life. And I remember rolling him into the center in a wheelchair and helping him to transfer from the wheelchair to this bed. And to my amazement, it was a miracle. 50 minutes later, he stood up like strong as an ox, folded up the wheelchair, and wheeled it out to the car and drove us home. I'm like, did I just see this miracle? Are you really driving? And I believe that they had an apparatus specifically for the prostate. I believe if I had known about electromagnetic fields, that they would have been able to pull him all the way through and stabilize him and put it in him into remission. But because we didn't know anything about electromagnetic field, we were told by our doctor that we needed to relocate out of a cold climate, so we were going to Texas. We had sold our house. We were living in a condo just until the kids got out of school. And we we were just amazed. So we downsized in this small condo. We had a computer at the end in the master bedroom at the end of the bed. We had this entertainment center next to the computer. You know, we had a big mirror on the right side of the bedroom and sliding glass doors on the left side of this bedroom. And we set up a laser. And we were so happy he was in remission. It had been about 2 years. And all of a sudden there was a lesion that came up on his right femur bone in the thigh. And he felt that that we had God's mercy for that period of time and that he should take the chemo as well as the radiation. And he died from complications of chemo and radiation. You know, that stuff burns your skin. They burnt him. And he's already African-American about my complexion, caramel brown, but he was burnt a crispy black. His skin was black where that radiation had burnt him. It was a horrific experience to have, and that's why I'm so passionate about it, that prostate cancer now, they have got so many programs out there and so many options that because it can spread so quickly into the bone, a lot of doctors are being very aggressive, and if you're diagnosed, they want to excise the prostate. And, of course, they tell people that one of the risks is that you become impotent. But I tell men in the world today, impotence and erectile dysfunction is a thing of the past. If you know anything about urology, you know that they've got some prostheses out there that they can reconstruct the your reproductive organs, and they can take you from having a Cadillac to having a Bentley. And so, if you know what I mean. And so, because it's the provisions for rehabilitating the penis, and, you know, God is a merciful God. Men, I want you to know that he gave you an extra nerve. He gave you the prodental nerve. Not only do you have parasympathetic and sympathetic, but you have a prodental nerve that helps you to achieve your orgasm. And when many of these doctors are so skilled, when they put this prosthesis in, that number one is only a small incision right there above the pubic bone, about a 1 inch, 1.5 inch incision below your navel. You don't even know that you put this device in. Secondly, the device is, you can either get it manually inserted, a device that keeps you kind of semi-erecting, or you can get a device to pump yourself up or pump down. And I used to be the nurse working in New York City with the Visiting Nurse Association. I worked with men post-operatively when they had prostate cancer and they needed rehabilitation, they needed reconstruction. And I had an opportunity to counsel with their wives, where, of course, it's a surgical procedure, so you have infection control, you have wound care issues that you have to deal with, and you have, you know, you guide them through using the apparatus to make sure that they're clear. There's a lot of patient education involved, but everybody seemed to be satisfied campers. Once the surgery, the incision had healed, and they were able to get back in motion, you know, the wife was happy and the man was happy, and he was able to feel the sensual sensation. Of course, you lose your ability to ejaculate sperm, but in terms of being able to have an orgasm, for the most part, all the men that I was a nurse for and for them and their families, they were able to regain having orgasm, and it was just tremendous. So these are real stories, and this is a real situation, and you have to take your prostate health very seriously. And I tell all men, get those cell phones off your body. You know, get a man bag and put them in a bag, and, you know, so that you're carrying them intermittently. I know when you go, you have to carry in your hand or on your shoulder. Make sure you got your technology on it, your nanobio balancer, and make sure at the end of every day you have taken your, you've Bedort tested right above the pubic, right 3 inches below your navel. Put your two fingers there and have somebody Bedort test you to make sure you do not have energy loss in that area. In my 10 years of doing environmental health medicine, every time we have done an ELF test to test the pelvic girdle and we saw energy loss, we have found every single man followed up with his doctor and found out that he either had enlarged prostate or high PSA level, protein-specific antigen. Even though at once upon a time that was the main indicator by which they diagnosed prostate cancer, but they're finding that you can have a high PSA and not have prostate cancer. And so now research is looking at, what is your sexual habit? Is it because you're dealing with a lot of women and you're triggering this cellular adaptation and mutation that goes on? That's why I tell people, sex is a very spiritual, intimate, emotional experience. And it was designed to be a sacred experience. And that's why on the other side of the fence, when you talk about cervical cancer in women, the cervix is the os of the uterus. That is the opening where it receives sperm to facilitate getting, you know, a woman being pregnant. You know, sperm enters the os of the cervix and goes into the uterine wall and will fertilize an egg and attach there. Well, when women have multiple sex partners, that cervix, the vagina, doesn't know what to adapt to. And if she's having sex with John on Monday and Joe on Tuesday and Harry on Wednesday and, you know, Willie on Thursday, but her body is saying, well, who's my man? Who's my covenant partner? Who do I adapt to? That's why these bodies that we have are wonderfully created by the Most High God. And, you know, he loves to have a threesome, to be part of your covenant. And it's been amazing to see how many young women before the age of 20 have to have their uterus removed because they started having sex at such a young age. And they've had so many sex partners that they've developed the human papilloma virus, and it has literally collapsed the wall of the cervix. Your cervix feels like the tip of your nose, but they have no form. The cartilage is almost like the cartilage has melted. There's no uniformity in the formation of the tissue. And there's so many young girls now having to have hysterectomies before the age of 20 for multiple sex partners. So we live in this culture of sex craziness. Sex sells everything. But when you get down to the scientific facts of how our bodies were made, you do everything with your computer. In fact, some people, like I'm one, my computer is so sacred that I don't even let anybody else on it, not even my children, not even my grandchildren, because of the sensitivity of documents that I have on the computer. And it is rigged and adapted to fit what I need it to do. And I don't want nobody to move anything. I don't want anybody to add anything or take anything off. And so with this knowledge, we have to do differently in educating our children. You know, the world wants everybody to fly out there and have sex. When you go to the parties, of course, people are into smoking and doing their thing and drinking, and there's so much date rape going on now that we have to begin to teach our young people that your body is like a hard drive. It can't, you know, it cannot accommodate recreational sex. Because even though we have a cure for HIV, that cure is highly political. And the wealthy get it first, and we don't know when it will come down to the Joe Blow, you know, the Joe community. We don't know when that treatment will be available on the open market. So it's a new day. It's a new day. And for all the men that are on the line tonight, there's some exciting videos about Bedort testing that Dr. Amira has on his site. If you go just to buy digital, go to Google and type in BDORT and click on video. There are a number of videos that are out. Dentists are using Bedort testing. I mean, I was blown away. Even veterinarians are using Bedort testing for their animals. So it is being widely received across the spectrum of medicine. And Dr. Amira just finished his conference at Columbia University last month. Every October, he has an annual training and certification for medical doctors and expanding them in the world of electrophysics. And I'm excited about the future with the Bedort testing and the MyoVision. I wish David Marcerin and he could hook up. That would be an awesome team with the skills that are between them. So is there any questions? Any questions? Well, are there any testimonies on the line tonight? Well,
yes,
go ahead.
I have one. I've noticed, and I'm going to give it the credit to the biobalances and the solis, that the ant mounds that I had near my house are a little bit farther away now.
Oh, wow. Well,
I had
a
couple that were right next to my air conditioner unit and right on the other side of my driveway near the house, and they're not there anymore.
Well, all right. Well, there was a young man that had an ant house, you know, one of those containers you collect ants in, and
mm-hmm.
he got a flat battery from me and put it on a clothespin, and he was chasing the ants around. They do not like that frequency. So he was chasing them around, and they were running from the frequency. So that's amazing. Thanks for rendering that observation. Because your broadcast, you have it, it's about 20 feet, 20 to 30 feet outside your house. That frequency will broadcast and help. So I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy
again.
Anybody else?
Hello, Dr. Well, A. It's Len.
Oh, Len. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Oh, man. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I'm just still full of turkey.
Yeah, I bet. I got a lady that I'm taking care of, Linda, that we had mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Her mom is diabetic. And
okay.
She's in a wheelchair, and her feet are enormous.
My goodness.
Yeah, and so Linda took one of her batteries off and put it above her foot, and next thing you know, her mother is calling her, come and see this, come and see this. So within the next day, her foot had gone down.
Wow.
Not 100%, but quite a bit. And she said she hasn't seen that since a long, long time. And
wow.
So then Linda came to my place and got another battery. and put it on the other foot. So now her mother has one on each foot. And as it turns out, a couple of days later, she realizes now, after a whole year, that she's able to move her toes.
Wow. That is, like, huge.
Yep. So she's doing good also.
Wow. Well, that's a great story. And how's Brian? Did you talk to him over the holidays?
Yeah, I talked to him last week. I'm going to be talking to him again this week. And his new sores, I believe you saw the pictures.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, they're I believe now completely closed and new skin forming.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
fabulous.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. Well, I'm so excited about moving forward and these testimonies. If we can get Brian's testimony, I mean, if you don't have to write a whole lot, but just get, you know, give me the bullet points, because I'm archiving them now for, you know, these doctors that we've been training. And they we want to publish, you know, case study.
Well,
and
I think I could be mistaken, but I thought I had given it to Rod, and Rod forwarded them to you.
Okay, I know you said that you were working on them, and I'll have to look and see.
Okay.
So if you got them, that's great.
Yeah, and. It's a continuing affair that I'm that I'm following up, and it's the same thing with Linda. Her progress when she came last week, I looked at her and I said, "Linda, tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I see that your breathing is changed. You're breathing much better." And she said, "Yes, I am."
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it's she's doing much better also. So I've got a few people that are on the right track.
Well, it sounds like you know, you got a promotion to Angel Lynn. So I might have to change your name to Angel Lynn.
Angel Lynn.
Or Lynn Angel, because, you know, when we care enough to share, we bring the grace of God to the earth. And, you know, Apostle Paul would say, act like an angel and talk like God. And
yeah.
Isn't this really what it's about? That we find out what's our passion, what's our purpose, and we go forth and create hope for people.
Yep.
Because if
yep.
you didn't care enough to share, these people would still be suffering. They would still be in misery, you know. They
yep.
would still be going through. And so because you cared enough to share, they're experiencing health in their world. And so this is what makes the world go around. It may be going slow, but hopefully everyone got a chance to at least go to that website last month or last week. I sent everybody that link in the event, the Facebook event. There's information that says for money, go to the businessliteracycredit.org, businessliteracycredit.org. They actually have grants and loans. And so they are looking for people with ideals to create jobs and to solve problems in your community. So you very well may be able to go and ask for a $50,000 grant, a $25,000 grant. They do require that you have to have a business entity. You have to have a business. You have to have a business account or a bank account set up in the business name. You have to have an EIN number. But that's basically all that they're requiring. And so I advocate for everyone to contact them. If you go to the site, you have to look under SBAI, Small Business Small Business Affiliate Initiative. A small business, I'm drawing a blank here. You have to look it up. It'll tell you what it's for. Small Business Aid or something initiative. And they're really, Obama has put, I understand, $2 billion to really, as a stimulus, to create small businesses going into the new year as he ends his presidency and his legacy. Because we hope that Donald Trump will continue to expand upon what is already done. I was happy to see it saved 1,000 jobs in Indiana because I'm so proud. I can remember when Indiana was really struggling financially, and they've done some innovative things there to expand industry and create jobs. And Indianapolis has really made a huge turnaround. And I was happy to see, excuse me for being so sleepy, that they were able to sustain 1,000 jobs over there with the corporation Carrier, I guess it's Carrier Air Conditioning or Heating and Plumbing Service. So that's good news. That's great news. So I'm going to, we'll say over and out. Does anyone else have anything to share?
Well, that's all I've got for tonight.
Okay.
Hopefully I've got more for next week.
Okay. Well, I appreciate everybody being on the line tonight and sharing this radio show. Special shout out. We got to say happy birthday to our king. King Jonathan Nathan on the Spot Hill. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Jonathan. Happy birthday, dear Jonathan. Nathan on the Spot. Happy birthday.
Thank y'all so much.
Yeah. Lynn, you have to tell him happy birthday in French.
Bonne fête, Nathan.
Hey, Doctor, I have got a song for Jonathan.
Okay, Mario.
Is Rod on the show tonight? Yeah, you want me to sing that song in French?
Yes, please do.
Hey, cher Jonathan, c'est à ton tour de te laisser parler d'un.
All right,
then. Here, Jonathan, it's your turn to have love and in your life, to have to
yes.
speak love.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
And,
all right.
I shared your testimony about your energy savings. You've been the talk at Howard University. I made a couple presentations talking about you. So we're going to make you a case study of what's happening in your house with the Solis. And Rod and Mario, you need to look at your energy bill in Canada to see if you're saving anything up there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, good night, everyone. Appreciate
good night,
you.
Good night, everyone.
Celebrate you. And we're going, this is a countdown into 2016 going into 2017, and I'm expecting for the roof to come off next month, next year.
Okay, bye, doctor.
Okay, all right, bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.